Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In our story, Penny the Pig, a very smart and curious pig, discovers an amazing talent that no one thought she had. One sunny day, Penny's curiosity leads her to buckets of colorful paints left out by Grandpa. Since she is so curious, she, without much thought, starts to play with the color. With each swish of her tail, she transforms mud into something creative, eventually creating art that captivates the animals on the farm and the entire community. Before we get started with our story, let's first get cozy and comfy. How you get comfy is up to you. Maybe you are in bed and want to tuck your covers in tight, or maybe you just want to sit nicely in a chair. Close your eyes gently and imagine a big blank canvas in front of you, just waiting to be filled with color. Slowly breathe in through your nose and imagine dipping your imaginary paintbrush into your favorite color paint. What color do you choose? Is it a bright sunny yellow? A cool blue like the sky? Or maybe a vibrant green like the grass on a farm? Now, as you breathe out slowly through your mouth, imagine painting a big stroke across the canvas with your color. See the color spreading out, mixing and swirling. Each breath out is a brush stroke, adding more beauty to your canvas. With each new breath in, pick a new color. Breathe in deeply through your nose, scoop up some more paint, and then breathe out slowly, adding new colors to your masterpiece. Continue to breathe in and out, changing colors with each breath until you've filled your entire canvas with a rainbow of colors. With every breath out, feel yourself relaxing more and more. Finally, give your body a little wiggle. Stretch your arms and legs gently and give yourself a big smile. You've just created something beautiful with your breathing. Now, let's continue with Penny the Pig, who creates art. We had a lot of fun today, Grandpa, Joshua said with his usual great big smile. Yeah, we don't have any big hills like that where we live, so Daddy needs to take us to a park that is far away to have fun. But here, it's just a short walk, Jasper added. Can we go back tomorrow, Grandpa? Joshua asked. You can go back as often as you like. When I was a kid, we didn't have all the fancy stuff like kids do today. We had to make our own fun, especially in winter, Joshua and Jasper's grandfather said. Did you have things like electricity in ancient times, Grandpa? Jasper said, with a curious look on his face. Ha ha, we did. We even had telephones, too. But when I was a kid, we only watched TV rarely, and there wasn't much to watch, Grandpa said, laughing. So no movie apps and stuff like that? No pads? Joshua asked. No, we didn't have fancy stuff like that. Wow, that is a super long time ago, Joshua said. You don't need those things to have fun. In the wintertime, we could go tobogganing, build snow forts, go snowshoeing, and do all kinds of things. I even made an igloo and slept in it overnight one time. That was the winter we had the big snowstorm, their grandpa said. Wow, that's cool. What's an igloo? Jasper asked. It's a type of house built by the indigenous peoples made out of ice blocks. We didn't make a real one, but it was strong enough that it didn't crash down on our heads. Now, it's time you two got ready for bed. You have another big day of tobogganing tomorrow, and you don't want to get the yawns, Joshua and Jasper's grandfather said. Joshua and Jasper ran from the bathroom where they were brushing their teeth and jumped into the squeaky old bed that they were sharing. Joshua and Jasper were still staying with their grandparents for another week, while their mother and father were on a business trip. Their grandparents lived in an old house on a big farm on Prince Edward Island, with big barns and long, narrow fields. There were even groves of apple trees and a forest to explore. They just had a great big snowfall, so Joshua and Jasper were spending their days playing in the deep snow. Whenever they were too cold or needed a snack, their grandma was always waiting with hot cocoa and warm cookies. Are you two all comfy in bed? Their grandpa asked. I brought you an extra blanket in case you find it too cold. I always thought you slept better in a cold room, and with this old house in winter, you don't have much choice. I feel super comfy under the covers, and it can't be that cold. I can't see my breath, Joshua said as he blew air out of his mouth. Can you tell us another story? I like the last one you told, even though it was kind of silly, Jasper asked. Yeah, another story about the farm, or back in ancient times or something like that, Joshua said as he pulled the covers up to his chin. Ha ha, I think we have to have a talk about that word ancient, Grandpa said with a laugh. I think I know a story to tell. This was back when we had those pigs your mother thought were so stinky. Pigs can be pretty nice farm animals, and some are very smart. Did you notice the paintings in the hallway downstairs? Joshua and Jasper both nodded yes. Well, those paintings were created by Penny, and Penny was one of my smartest pigs. Oh, Grandpa, pigs can't paint. That is too silly, Jasper said almost with a laugh. After you listen to the story, you can decide if you think it's too silly. Once upon a time in a cozy corner of Prince Edward Island, there stood an old house nestled amidst big barns and long, narrow fields. You don't have to tell the story like that, Jasper moaned quietly. Ha ha, okay. Let me tell you about a special day we had here on the farm that turned into quite a colorful adventure, thanks to our Penny the Pig. Now, Penny was the curious sort, happiest when rolling around in the mud, making a really good mess. But this particular day, she found something new to add to her fun. You see, I'd been painting the old barn, brightening it up with some fresh colors, and wouldn't you know it? I left my paint buckets by Penny's favorite mud puddle. Well, Penny being Penny, rolled right into it, mixing those bright paints with the mud. At first, she was a bit puzzled, but then she saw what her wiggling and wagging had done. The ground around her turned into a canvas of swirling colors, with every swish of her tail painting something beautiful. It was like watching a rainbow come to life right there in the mud. The chickens stopped their pecking to peek. The cows leaned over the fence to look. And our old dog, who seemed just about everything, sat up to take notice. While what she painted was just on the ground, it looked pretty spectacular. I don't know much about art, but it looked like art to me. Now, after I discovered her knack for painting with all those colors mixed in the mud, I thought to myself, why, this little pig's got talent that ought to be shared with the world. But how do you convince a pig that her tail-swishing art could be more than just play? Well, that was a puzzle I was determined to solve. So one fine morning, I set out with a brand new canvas I bought in Charlottetown at that art store, some non-toxic paints, and a big, wide brush. I found Penny basking in the sun, her snout covered in a smidge of mud, looking as content as a pig in, well, mud. "Penny," I said, kneeling down beside her with my supplies, "how would you like to try something a bit different today?" She looked at me with those big, curious eyes and let out a great, big grunt. I could tell she was intrigued. I spread the canvas out on the ground and squirted blobs of paint all around it. "Let's see what kind of masterpiece you can create with these," I told her, giving her a gentle pat. At first, Penny was hesitant, sniffing at the canvas and the paints as if they were some strange new type of food. But then, with a little encouragement, she began to dip her snout into the paint, then her tail, and finally, she started swishing and swirling, painting as naturally as if she had been doing it her whole life. Before long, Penny was completely absorbed in her work, her tail moving with purpose and grace, flinging colors here and painting strokes there, transforming the blank canvas into a whirlwind of colors. It was a sight to behold, let me tell you. Word of Penny's painting session spread quickly, and soon, people from all over the community started to drop by, curious to see the pig artist in action. Penny was a little shy at first. She wasn't used to working in front of an audience, but soon she was okay, and everyone would watch in awe as Penny created her masterpiece, each stroke of her tail adding to the beauty of the piece. When she finally stepped back, the canvas was a vibrant explosion of colors, abstract and wild, yet somehow perfectly balanced. If I do say so myself, it was a true work of art. Seeing the potential for something special, I framed Penny's masterpiece and displayed it at our local community center. "Let's show everyone what our Penny can do," I said to your grandma, who was just as proud as I was. The day we unveiled Penny's artwork, the community center was packed with people eager to see what our little pig had created. And when they laid eyes on the painting, there was a collective gasp of wonder. Penny's art wasn't just appreciated, it was adored. People couldn't believe a pig had created something so beautiful and full of life and joy. From that day on, Penny became something of a local celebrity. Her paintings were in high demand, with everyone wanting a piece of her art to brighten up their homes. And Penny, well, she was just happy to keep painting, enjoying her newfound talent and the joy it brought to others. She also didn't mind all the apples that Grandma was feeding her. After that, Penny continued creating her art, blissfully unaware of her fame, happy just to be splashing in color. Each new piece was a surprise, a celebration of the world as seen through Penny's eyes. It wasn't long before her paintings found special places in homes across Prince Edward Island, brightening days and warming hearts. And that, simply put, is how Penny the Pig became more than just a pig. She became an artist, leaving a colorful mark on the hearts of everyone who came across her work. And with that, Grandpa fixed their blankets, blew them kisses, said goodnight, and left the kids nestled in their beds, dreaming of Penny the Pig's art. If you are still awake, I would like you to gently take a few more belly breaths. Then whisper to yourself, or just say in your mind, I can learn anything I set my mind to. I am creative, and my ideas are colorful and bright. My mistakes are just steps to learning and creating something wonderful. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight.